Are you ready for an exciting adventure at the happiest place on earth? Well, hold on to your mouse ears because I'm thrilled to present the ultimate guide to being plus size at Disney World. My guest Jess has over 30 years experience going to Disney World, and she's here to share her size-friendly tips for the Magic Kingdom, Disney Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom theme park. Over on plusmommy.com, we have a full guide to Disney World that is even more extensive than Jess's awesome tips that she's about to share. And this resource will be continuously updated. And while you're over on the Plus Mommy website, be sure to hit on that Instagram icon and come follow me over on Plus Mommy on Instagram. Alrighty, let's start our enchanting episode. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Plus Mommy Podcast. I'm your host, Jen McClellan, and here we explore plus-size pregnancy, motherhood, and body love. From bumps to bellies, we talk about it all. Now, let's get started. Hi, friends. Today, we are joined by Jess. And Jess considers Disney World to be her second home. So I'm so excited to have her on the show together to walk through what we can expect experiencing Disney World as a plus size person. So welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm so glad to be here.
I'm so thrilled to have you back way back when, episode 68. I did the ultimate guide to Disneyland for plus size guests with Sam Reyes. And it continues to be one of the most popular resources on the Plus Mommy website. So I've wanted so long to do Disney World because I've never been. So I don't know all the things. And then you're like, Jen, I know all the things. So I'm so excited.
Yes, I love Disney. It's like I said to you, it's like my second home. So I'm happy to share what I've figured out just by going the last, 30 some odd years of my life. So
yeah, you've gone since you were a child, right? And now you have your own children, and that's so cool.
Yeah, it's kind of full circle. And I just started, I guess it was about 5 years ago, instead of like doing Christmas presents, we go on a trip every year. So we started doing Disney at Christmas. And so I got to experience it with my kids for the first time right before COVID. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that so much. It's smart, right? Like, we spend so much time on, I think of like the giant Lego sets I buy for my son that he's done with within a couple hours. And I'm like, that could have been a ticket to a theme park. So I think that's really smart.
Yeah, definitely. And they love it. So, and then every year they're like, so what are we doing this year? So it's a lot of fun.
Well, let's dive right in for anyone planning their family trip to Disney World. What are some of those things that we should know before we even arrive for our magical day? What comes to mind?
Well, I will say, from a plus size perspective, you definitely want to dive in and look at what you're going to be able to ride. And I say this because you don't want to set an expectation of this magically amazing vacation and then get there and be totally let down.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to look at that. And you also want to be super, super comfortable. So those are two of my biggest things that I plan. The other stuff like, getting your tickets from, a discounted source or, whatever, that's all fine and good. And having a plan as far as like how your day is going to go, that's wonderful. But those two are the biggest things for me.
So, so smart. And we're going to walk through definitely every land of the Magic Kingdom, and then we'll touch on the other parks as well. But what are some of those tips for you as far as just comfort throughout the day? I'm more of a Disney girl, haven't been to Disney World, but for Disneyland, I like to bring two pairs of shoes because I found that midday, if I switch, it makes such a difference. Is there a tip like that that works for you?
Yes. Oh my gosh. I do the same thing. When I switch, I also always have, I always in my purse keep Band-Aids and I get the blister type Band-Aids. But one cool thing that I didn't just find this out. I found this out when I started going with my family you can go to first aid and they have amazing band-aids there as well. So if you do forget them, you do have that option, and they have first aids in every single part. Another thing that I do for me is I hate my thighs. You know, I'll get the rub between and, you know, break out and all that other stuff. So I always make sure that I keep, it's kind of like this, like a Gold Bond friction type stuff that you can use. It's wonderful to keep and put on first thing in the morning. I do find it only lasts about halfway through the day, so I have to apply more. So sew it in a backpack and keep it on your person so you can add that.
Yeah, I have a whole resource that I research different anti-chafing stuff because I'm a chafing gal too.
Yes.
So I will put that in the show notes at plusmommy.com. And I have Gold Bond and Monistat and Zone and a few different listed with kind of reviews and what people like. I find that all of our skin types are a little different. So you've got to find some of us are more sweaty. Some of us, you know, we could all the things, right? So you have to try different things. Some last longer. Some, like, if you're going to a water park and you're walking around, you know, you got to try different things. But there are so many great options. And I think of brands like Snack Tights that also have anti-chafing shorts that don't, like, suck you in. Because I don't know about you, but I think wearing Spanx to Disneyland sounds like a nightmare. Yeah. Disney World sounds like a nightmare, but sometimes if you want to wear an adorable dress, right? Like, there are some great shorts options that will keep you comfy, including just spiked shorts too. So you find what works for you, but that's a great point, Jess. And I will put resources in the show notes over at Plus Mommy.
Awesome.
Anything else that you think of? Like, do you bring a water bottle or do you get, you know, different snacks and drinks there? How do you plan for hydration throughout the day?
So you can bring a water bottle in the park. So that's definitely something that I try to take. And of course, you don't want to carry around a water bottle with you all day. So bring a backpack. I love my Loungefly. I have way too many of them. We don't have to talk about that, but it doesn't necessarily hold an actual water bottle. So I have found that you can get lanyards that have the little water bottle attachment and you can wear it around your neck. And those type things work really, really well.
Wait, what is this Loungefly thing what is it? I have no idea.
Oh, Loungefly is a brand that makes kind of fandom type themed mini backpacks.
Oh.
Buy them. It actually becomes a bit of an obsession. You can buy them and they can match your outfit. So for instance, when I just went to Epcot literally just a few weeks ago, and I was dressed in kind of Mickey, Minnie, Disney princess type attire, and my backpack was white and it had all the layers. It was called the princess cape, and it looks like a cape, but it's a backpack. So
We're going to need pictures in the show notes if you feel comfortable sharing.
Sure, totally. I'll share it. It's one of my favorite little backpacks. I have a bunch of them, and unfortunately, it doesn't have a water bottle holder on it, though, you know, like the sides.
Yeah.
So you can fit it in, you can fit a bottle inside of it if you feel comfortable doing that. But if not, I have found that you can buy the little lanyard. You can buy them at Disney even, and it's got the attachment that goes right underneath the water bottle top, and you can wear it around your neck, which is great.
Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, snacks too. I try to keep a couple of bars, you know, like protein type bars that will fill me up. So I don't have to spend a fortune at the park, but I'm not even going to lie. I'm a sucker for a Mickey pretzel. So those get me every time.
Heck yeah. I mean, we're always going to have those treats. That's part of the fun of it, right? Is we all have those things. I'm a Dole Whip girl. So
yes.
Well, let's walk in for our very magical day, and let's start at the Magic Kingdom Park. Ooh, I'm so excited. Is there anything when we're just walking in? Listeners have never been to Disney World, so I'm really excited for Jess to teach us all. I just have grown up right by Disneyland and have been there as a child and adult, so like, I know for myself, I like to, you know, stand a little sideways going through turnstiles, or you can ask to walk through where the strollers go. So I have some tips and tricks for my Disneyland experience, but I don't know what it's like at Disney World. So So what is it like there when you enter? Are things kind of tight like they are at Disneyland, or are they more roomy?
It's a little bit more roomy there, it seems, from what you're describing. But I will say you can ask to go through the side where the strollers are. They're very accommodating when you're coming through the door. I've even had them come up to my family, and I guess they can recognize that I might struggle, and they pulled my family and let my whole family go through. So
nice.
Very, very nice. And like I said, it's super, super accommodating to get you through the door quickly.
Yeah, and never feel ashamed to be like, I'd want to go this way. And I'm sure when they came up to you, they just said, hey, you want to go this way? They didn't like make you feel singled out. I mean, I don't want to speak on your behalf, but I've always felt like they really go above and beyond to make me feel welcome and accommodated.
Yeah, I never felt bad or anything. They just simply said, hey, you guys want to come through this side? And then they walked us through. Afterwards is when I realized, oh, they probably did that because I might have issues going through the, you know, the actual turnstile. So, but it was very nice the way they did it. And they did it to like 4 or 5 people in the line.
Yeah.
So again, it's not like you're just the only one they're asking. They do ask multiple people to go through that way.
I love it. It's like a hostess at a restaurant bringing you to a table instead of a booth, instead of like being like, here's the booth. And I'm like, okay.
Exactly. You're like, no, excuse me, ma'am.
Excuse me, ma'am. Yes. So anything else once you enter the park that any plus size guests should be aware of before they decide what land to head off to?
No, the only thing that I will tell you, and this is just, I mean, it's not necessarily a plus size thing. It is I am super clumsy, and I think me being plus size might add to that clumsiness. But watch where you're walking, because the railroad that goes through and the little parade floats and stuff, there's huge indentions in the ground. So it makes it very easy to trip. Very, very easy to trip.
Wow. Yeah. Same thing at Disneyland. You'd think they'd figure something out about that by
right?
now. But yeah, walking down Main Street, especially because you're like taking pictures or wrangling children, like you can get a little disoriented. And yeah, that can be a bummer there. Is there, like Disneyland, the town hall in Main Street where you can get a button if it's your first time or your birthday?
You can get that in the very beginning of the park. But when you go through the doors in the beginning, there are it's not doors, you know, it's like the turnstile, but you're walking directly into the circle area where there is the town hall. There's a couple of gift shops, and then you're just walking directly down Main Street. So as you go into that section, there are places that you can go in and get those buttons. But if you don't want to wait till you're inside of the park, you can get it right outside of the park as well.
Ooh, hot tip there. Let's first head off to Adventureland. Is there anything in Adventureland that stands out for you that you'd especially want plus size listeners and moms to know?
No. So the rides in Adventureland are very accommodating. Most of them are all bench seats, which is kind of awesome. And if you feel like you might have an issue in the bench seat, like there's not going to be enough room, you can just ask to be by yourself in the bench seat. So that is something that you can do there. And they're super accommodating. So if they feel like you want to sit there and you are going to take up the room and stuff, they don't make a big deal out of it. They'll let you do that.
I love that. And, you know, a lot of the rides then in Adventureland, which are very similar to Disneyland as well, are like the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Jungle Cruise and the Enchanted Tiki Room. And I find like if you just need a little more time, for example, getting on and off the Pirates of the Caribbean, like don't feel like you have to be rushed. Like it does feel like a little like, okay, they're getting people through fast, but you can take your time, right? And do what you
definitely
need to do.
And they're really nice about that. Another thing that you can do, which I actually just discovered this recently, but you can ask for an ADA pass, and that actually will allow you, if you do need more time or you need to go through the line in a different area, it helps a lot because they expect that because you're coming in with that pass. So they will offer you more time to get around things, to get onto the boat, to get on whatever. And they don't make a big deal about it. It really isn't anything. You just show them the path and they help you get on. That's it.
Oh, that's great. And this isn't like that you get to go to the front of the line. This is just to indicate that you might need extra time. This is for people with disabilities, correct? But you can also use it if you need more time for whatever reason. Okay.
So it's not that you're trying to skip the line. So I do want to preface that you can get an ADA pass where you're going in a separate line to go to the very front and all that stuff. You can get a pass and not use it that way. You can get a pass and just go through the line and say, you know, look, I've got this pass. I'm not using it to skip, but I do need more time. And they are very accommodating for that.
I'm curious, is the Swiss Family Treehouse pretty accessible?
It is. Now, that you actually have to go on a boat to get across to where that is. So once you're over there, it's a lot of walking around and those type things. So if you are not comfortable basically being left on that island in the middle and not being able to walk around over things and stuff, it might not be the best thing for you to go do. But if you do want to go over there, they have benches literally everywhere. It's not about a sitting thing. It's a boat ride. So you're not really having to worry about a seatbelt and things like that. But getting across over there, right when you get off of the boat ramp, there's literally a bench. When you go around the corner, there's another bench. So they do make it very accommodating if you have, you know, issues with needing to get around and then maybe resting in between. So it's one of my kids love going over there and running around the island.
That's what I was thinking. Let the kids get the wiggles out, right?
And yes,
we can sit down and drink some water.
Exactly. And they usually have a bathroom that's not crazy busy, so it ends up working really well.
Nice. Hot tip for if you need a less crowded bathroom too. Nice. I love it. Okay, cool. Well, anything else at the Adventureland?
Nope. I think, like I said, that side is very accommodating for no matter what size you are. So it's really a win-win to go with your whole family on that nice. Specific area.
Wonderful. Well, let's move on to Fantasyland. What stands out for you in that area of the park?
So a couple of things about that side. We can start with the Barnstormer. So the Barnstormer, it's in the very back of the park. It's close to where Dumbo and I kind of call it the carnival area. You can ride it. Like, I can ride that ride, but I cannot ride it with my 13-year-old daughter in the same seat.
Got it.
The wonderful thing about it is when you come up there, if they see that you are plus size, they will offer for you to sit alone, which is great. I mean, I'm okay if someone offers that to me. And the coolest thing about it is when I did go recently, he offered me not only to sit by myself, but sit in the very front, which was even better.
Fun. Oh, good.
They're very, very accommodating on that specific ride. The other rides over there, you know, the Dumbo, the Flying Elephant, those are all super simple rides. You don't really have a lot of issues as far as being able to fit into the ride. Most of them are also bench seats, which is great.
Yeah.
But one thing I will say, the Dumbo ride, Dumbo, the Flying Elephant, it is a bench seat. It's made for two, but you can, again, ride by yourself. If you do ride with someone, I would suggest putting them on the opposite side of where you're going to lean, because it will sometimes move you in and you'll end up pushing whoever that is. So that's the only other thing to add there.
That makes sense. What about It's a Small World at Disneyland? There's turnstiles that can be a little tight. Do you find that there are turnstiles to get onto any of these rides, or within the middle of the line? They have some turnstiles at Disneyland, like on the Indiana Jones ride, which we're like, why is this here?
A lot of them are open when you walk in. Like, you're just having to use your Magic Band and it's just open. So it's not necessarily a turnstile to get into it, but I don't think they're counting that way. But you have to use your Magic Band to get in. Sometimes those little sections can be a little tight. They'll let you walk around. So that's just you know, if you're having issues with that, they will literally let you walk around that section and get in the opposite direction.
So what you're saying is you have to scan your magic band when you're getting onto rides, and some of that area can be tight, but there is a more accommodating way to walk around.
Correct. So it's like, it's weird to suggest, it's like a turnstile without the turnstile.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That makes sense. And so the little thing to actually stick your magic band is there, but they make it big enough for like a person to walk through. However, some of them are just huge areas. They have them roped off. It's really simple. Others, it's a little bit more compact. And like I said, usually right next to it, there's a rope. They'll just undo the rope and they'll let you in that way.
Got it. Thank you. That's so helpful. What about rides like the Mad Tea Party? I know at Disneyland, sometimes it can be easy or to get on and off, but to actually spin the wheel, sometimes our tummies get a little close to the wheel. What do you find at Disney World with the Tea Party?
So a lot of, you know, I've heard a lot of people complain about this ride because that center circle makes it really uncomfortable to get in and out of the ride, as well as if you're wanting to turn it. So what I would suggest is if you are going to get into it, if you sit closer to the door, when you're inside of the cup, it's a little bit more roomy, or at least that's what one of the staff members told me. And then obviously you can, again, ride that one by yourself. But just remember, it does have that back and forth action. So again, if you're sitting next to someone in that ride, you will possibly smush whoever's sitting next to you.
Yeah.
So you want to go on the opposite side of the way that you're going to lean into the ride. And the staff there is super helpful. So for instance, when I got on with my daughter, they told my daughter, you want to sit on this side of your mom.
Nice.
And it was, you know, and you can ask as well. Very, very helpful as far as, you know, hey, should she be sitting on another side? They'll tell you right away.
Wonderful. Thank you. Any other rides within Fantasyland that, you know, don't have bench seating or that we should be aware of might be a little tight?
I think inside of that section, the only other one is Peter Pan's Flight. So with Peter Pan's Flight, it actually has a bar that comes down. And so it sometimes that can be really snug on your stomach as it's coming down. So something to take into consideration when you're in that one. Now, it's a bench seat, so you can ask to sit in it by yourself. And if you're able to maneuver, you know, sit up straighter in that one and try to get it down kind of around your hip, that does help a lot. It helps with me, so that might actually help with someone else. So that's the only other one. I'm trying to go through my brain to see if there's any other ones. I think, well, no, that's not. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yeah.
That one is a super tight fit for a lot of people.
Okay.
And it's because it's such a, and this is the crazy thing. It's not because of your size. It's because of your legs. So it is literally, you get into the car and you have to manipulate your legs to force them. So it kind of, the squeeze forces you to kind of raise your knees up. So it makes your thighs be really close to your tummy, and it kind of makes it really compressed right in that area.
Oh, yeah.
So they will tell you to go. I mean, if you don't fit, they'll tell you to leave. Unfortunately, I did not see a test seat for that one. So it kind of stinks because I don't know if you can ask. I'm sure that you could ask when you get up to the beginning of the line. The problem is this one is one that you wait usually like 125 minutes for.
Ugh.
So the line, when you originally get in it, is so far past the beginning where you show them your magic band that you still have to wait about 40 minutes before you get up to the beginning to even ask them about a test seat. So if you aren't worried about, you know, people complaining because you're trying to, you know, cut in their eyes or whatever, just go right up there and ask them and say, look, I don't want to wait in this line if I can't fit. And they'll let you go and try it. It is a bar, again, that it's like a lap bar, and that lap bar has to lock.
Okay.
So that's something to take into consideration for that specific one. it is one that I've heard a lot of my, you know, my near and dear friends haven't been able to ride. So that's one I would watch out for. If you don't want, like for me, I don't know if this happens for anyone else, but I hate going on test seats. I just find them crazy embarrassing.
Yeah.
And so if there's ever a chance where I am going to need to do that, I have to weigh my pros and cons. I've ridden this ride. It's an amazing ride. So for me, this one would be worth doing the test seat.
Thank you. That's helpful to hear. I mean, it's unfortunate, but so far we've talked about, I'm looking at our list. I mean, we've talked about at least over 15 rides, and this is the first one that you're like, well, I have some concerns that this might not work for everyone. And here's your options. Here's how you can ask, will I fit? Will I not? So I think that's pretty good so far. I mean, compared to, I know before we started recording, we were both sharing our frustrations with parks like Universal, where there's like hardly anything to ride. So far we're doing really good with Disney World, but there are things to be aware of. Now, I will say, because we haven't mentioned test seats before, are there very many test seats throughout the park, or
they're
just
not
on...
and they're hidden, okay, if there are. So that's the thing. So you like literally have to ask. Now here's my experiences, and I mean, you guys, obviously, if you've been, you may have had these same experiences, but when I've asked to see if I've been able to fit, I've had people literally escort me all the way up and let me literally get into the ride. I mean, it's been that, they'll look at me and they'll say, I don't know if you're going to fit. And they're very honest. But the thing is like, sometimes you don't want to hear that, you know, sometimes you don't want to ask, you don't want to be told, look, you're not going to fit. And so you have to weigh what works better for you. For me, it was, I'm just going to see if I can fit. I'm going to wait in line and see if I fit. I got to the beginning of the line, and that specific time I did fit. It was great. I got to ride with my mom. It was wonderful. But, you know, there was literally somebody behind me in line. She got up there with me and it would not lock for her. And it was crazy because it doesn't mean that she was bigger than me. It was just the way her body was, just the way that her stance was. So it's not about a weight thing. It's not. So I get that all the time. People are like, oh, well, you know, they have to have weight limits. It's not a weight limit thing. It is strictly because of the way you're shaped. Which is why it gets so frustrating.
Yeah, it's hard for us to be like, okay, for anyone a size 26 and above, this ride is not for you. We can't really say that because we are all so differently designed in wonderful, beautiful ways. Like some of us are really tall, some of us are really short, some of us carry our weight in, you know, some of us are, you know, pear shape, round shape, have big bellies, small bellies, huge boobs, no boobs. Like, yeah, we're all so different, but we can give general experiences. And I think, again, those tips of saying you might need more time, you weighing, I love what you said about weighing in your head. You know, how am I going to feel? Do I really want to sit in this test seat? Do I really want to wait in a line for an hour and a half where I may not fit? And that advocating for ourselves that, you know, we're all trying to do more often, but it can be really hard. But advocating for more time, I think, is really important too.
Yeah.
And just knowing that, you know, not all of these rides are designed with larger bodies in mind, unfortunately. But I love highlighting these Disney parks because overall we have the ability, you could literally spend your whole day on rides that are size accommodating. Like there's so many options at Disney parks, which is why it's so great. But it's really good, like after what you've shared, and especially having to move your legs up on the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and moving it towards your belly. Like I already know for me, I'm going to skip that one and I'll go, I'll check out the, you know, Under the Sea Journey to Little Mermaid. That sounds better for me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I will say I've been to a lot of theme parks. Disney is the most size inclusive for me.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think that's why I get emotional when I talk about Disney and why I love it so much is, you know, we as a society just kind of don't accept the fact that we just, you know, we have more bodies that we love and more shapes and more sizes. And I think that Disney is trying to embrace all of that. You know, like I said, I know we're talking about Magic Kingdom, but I just went to Epcot just a few weeks ago, and I was able to ride the Guardians of the Galaxy ride with absolutely no problem. And there were people that were the same size, same shape, and there were people that were larger than me that could fit right in it and ride. And that's a brand new ride, you know? So they are definitely taking that into consideration. Whereas when you look at Universal, who just came out with the Velocicoaster, you know, not even a year ago, it has no inclusive. My mom could ride it. My mom is tiny, 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 but I could not ride it with her. And, you know, they're talking about it being like, you have to have a 40-inch waist to get on it and stuff like that. And that's just, you know, wow, okay. So, you know, it's that's the difference, you know. And if I'm going to spend my money, I'm going to want to go to a place that I can ride more things, and at least a place that gives me other options. So if something isn't comfortable, I can go ride something else.
And where you're made to feel kindness at every corner, right? Yes. Every turn. So you're not made to feel like, oh, you don't fit, move out of the way. Like you're not ever shamed in that way. Yeah, I mean, we are all going to internalize experiences differently, and it might come across in a way that felt a little like, oh, I'm being othered, but it's really within your safety ultimately and the safety of the other riders in mind. And there are some limitations, and we just need to be aware of them. So yeah. Okay. I'm so glad we're having this conversation, because it helps us learn tips for advocacy, and then also that internal negotiation is this worth me waiting in this line? Or, hey, I'm just going to pop on over to another ride that I know is size friendly and I can have a great time with my kids. So
definitely. I agree.
How about the railroad that goes around the park? Is it pretty accommodating to get on and off of?
The regular railroad? Yes. So you can, you have to, and I will say you have to climb up the stairs to get to the platform. But other than that, it's pretty accommodating.
Awesome, because I know there's a stop there in Fantasyland. So I was curious if we're going to hop on the railroad and then we can take it on over to Frontierland. What are your thoughts on Frontierland, some of those big fun rides? What have you found works well and maybe something to consider?
In Frontierland, the ones that I have actual in Frontierland is the Big Thunder Railroad, Splash Mountain, those type things. All of them are pretty accommodating. Most of them are bench seats again, so you're able to, you know, sit down and then pull the thing that's over, you know, there's not anything that's like over you. You're just sitting in that bench seat. On Splash Mountain, which they're redoing for Princess Tiana, that one you can actually be sat by yourself, so you can ask to be sat alone. On Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, that one, sometimes, so there's different areas. The closer to the front that you sit, the more leg room you're going to have.
Oh, wow.
So that one's actually good for that. So if you are taller, I would be asking to sit up front for that specific one. But other than that, I've never had an issue on getting on those or doing any of those things.
Wonderful.
And, you know, Frontierland, the shooting arcade, that's just a little gun thing. Anybody can go in there and do that. It is kind of jam-packed sometimes, so watch out for people going, you know, all around you. But for the most part, it's a pretty good area to walk around in.
Wonderful. And it's great to know that, you know, Big Thunder Mountain and Splash Mountain, some of those bigger, fun, popular rides are size-friendly.
Yes. Definitely.
Wonderful. Well, let's pop on over to Liberty Square. How about the Haunted Mansion and any of the, like the Hall of the Presidents, where we would need to be in an auditorium? What are your thoughts in Liberty Square?
So Haunted Mansion, that is one that you actually have to do, you know, you sit down and you actually can it's got a lap bar, it kind of moves around with you type thing. That specific one can sometimes give you issues. And the reason that it does, mainly because it's a mixture of leg room as well as, you know, that bent, that actual bar that comes down. Now, I will say this, you can access it by yourself on that one. Now, when I've ridden it, I've been able to ride me and my, like I have a 13-year-old daughter and a 15-year-old daughter. Both of them have been able to sit in the seat with me and ride just fine. But if I'm riding by myself and, you know, my two girls are wanting to sit together, one specific time I was placed with another person who was about the same size as me. And it was a little bit, it was very cramped inside of there. So
got it.
That's something to think about. But again, they're very accommodating if you want to ride by yourself. Other than that, everything in Liberty Square is very, very size inclusive. You know, the riverboat, you can get on. It's really easy to board. Again, you can use that ADA pass if you need more time. The Hall of Presidents is a big auditorium, lots of room to move around inside of there. Getting in and out is just walking through a normal size opening. So you should be fine on those.
Wonderful. So just for clarification, with the Haunted Mansion, when you sit down and the bar comes down, does the bar need to lock? Or as long as you're seated comfortably, then it should work for people of most sizes?
It doesn't need to lock. It just needs to go down. That's it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
So it's, and but, like I said, it's really comfortable. It doesn't, from when I'm in it, and I mean, I know that we talked about, you know, sizes and stuff. Just so you guys know, I wear like an 18 to a 20 and I'm 5'7". So that's just to give you an idea of my size. When it shuts down around me, I have room between, you know, my tummy and that bar. Fortunately for me, it's one of the few ones that I actually have room when I sit down inside of it. So it's a comfortable fit. However, the width of it, when you're sitting with someone, if I have somebody that was in there that was around the same size as me, like I said, it does make it a little bit more cramped and not as comfortable. So definitely take that into consideration. You both can go up if you're riding with your husband or your boyfriend or, you know, your girlfriend or whatever. You can definitely go up and say, hey, I want to ride alone. And they can also say the same thing. They're not going to tell you you can't.
Wonderful. I love that. That advice is so great there. All right. Main Street USA. Let's talk about like the Main Street vehicles. And let's see, we got the railroad there that we know is already size inclusive, but how are the vehicles?
So that's the part that I was talking about where when you're walking, you need to watch for those, you know, little divots and stuff like that on the ground, because that's where all that stuff is. Everything else that's out there is pretty much size inclusive. There are some openings to some of the shops and stuff like that that are kind of small. I will tell you, I've noticed that there's usually two doors, so you can open both and it gives a bigger area to walk through, which is great.
Wonderful.
And as far as the vehicles and stuff, I have not experienced any issues with those. So definitely something that could be friendly for more people, but that just might be from, you know, I don't know if it's a difference in Disneyland versus Disney World, but there it's a little bit more accommodating.
Great. All right, let's head on over to Tomorrowland. We got some fun rides over here.
I love Tomorrowland.
Yes.
So there's a couple of rides inside of Tomorrowland that might cause some issues. So we can start immediately with Space Mountain. Space Mountain has got single seats and they're really low. So, and I say that because you have to step down into this ride and situate yourself once you get into it. And so if you have problems with, you know, pulling your body weight up, because you have to get out of it as well. So if you can get down into it, it's fine. But if you get out of it, that's where you're going to need that ADA pass to help you get in and out of the ride.
Okay.
And then you can have someone else assist you to get in and out. So if you're on the ride with someone, they can help you get down. And then as you get up, they can help you get back up, which is really, really beneficial. They have a lot of leg room and it's pretty comfortable once you get down into it. Getting down into it can be a problem, and it can be a little bit of a tight fit.
Okay.
So something to consider when you're riding Space Mountain.
Great. What other?
The other stuff that's on there, your people mover, it's a bench seat. It's very accommodating. your Space Ranger spin, that specific one, you can get into that one pretty easy. You won't have any air, you know, issues. It's in an air-conditioned building. It's one of my favorite ones to go and, like, chill out in for a little while.
Yeah, so, with all that humidity.
Yes, so it's a great one. And the Laugh Floor is also wonderful. It's, there's bench seats in there to go and watch a show. Very accommodating. Again, it's air-conditioned, so it's wonderful. But, you know, most of the stuff in there is decent. Now, I will say the Astro Orbiter, if you have longer legs and you have a little bit more of a belly, it's going to be a tight squeeze. Okay. But just so you know, it's a really short ride. So I told my best friend this, but if you can suck it up for a few minutes, it's worth it. you know, and it not bother you. But, and I say that because she has no qualms. She has no medical issues, nothing like that. If you have an issue where, you know, something sitting on your stomach and pushing is going to be uncomfortable for you, don't do it. It's not worth it. It's a it's a very short ride for you to go through something that's going to bother you for the rest of the day. So you have to, that's one of those ones where you have to kind of measure, do I want to do this or do I not? So that's kind of one of those ones. Let's see. And then the Speedway is, it's just like, it's a car. It's very small. It's very low to the ground. If you do have issues like moving around or, you know, getting two things, that's probably going to be an issue for you. It's a bench seat, but it does have seat belts and it can hold two guests inside of the actual little car. And this is one that, and I don't have to do this, so I haven't checked this recently, but just a few years ago, you could ask for a seatbelt extender for that ride.
Oh, wow.
Just so you guys know.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yes. But all the rest of them, there's a lot of rides over in Tomorrowland, and I am so excited about Tron that's coming, the light cycle run that's supposed to be coming in April.
Yeah.
So I can't give you guys any reviews on that one, on whether or not we can ride it or not, but I promise you I'm going to go try.
Awesome. And we will update the show notes. I keep the show notes updated for the Disneyland article, and I will keep them updated for Disney World as well. I know at Disneyland, like, you know, we got a new ride over in the Star Tours area, the Star Wars area. So I have made updates to those so we can make updates to these show notes as well. So,
perfect.
So thank you so much. Is there anything else in our magical kingdom that stands out to you or that we've missed or that you're like, everyone needs to make sure they try this?
No, I think we talked about everything. You know, the rides over there, I will say out of all the parks, most of the ones inside of Magic Kingdom are pretty size inclusive. And you know, you can spend 3 days inside of Magic Kingdom and ride all the rides and still find new things. So it's definitely one of my favorite parks at Disney. So go and enjoy and have a blast and let me know if you find things that I don't know. So, I mean, who knows? There could be other little hidden gems of the ways that you can kind of get into rides that I haven't figured out yet. So,
yeah, I love it. And there's a Disney for Plus Size Guests Facebook group that is really helpful too. If you're like, I want a little more details on the Haunted Mansion, I have a couple questions. It's a great Facebook group to ask follow up questions to. So I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Awesome.
Well, I know we've had a magical day at our, you know, Magical Kingdom here, but why don't we pop on over to a few other parks briefly, and you can just point out if there are any things that we should really be aware of. Let's start at Disney Hollywood Studios.
Sure. So there are a couple inside of Hollywood Studios that you want to look at too. It's Test Track is one. Test Track is going to be similar to your Speedway. So again, it's a car. You have to sit down in it. So this may cause issues with people that have mobility issues and stuff like that. But the biggest complaint from that one is leg room. It is a tight space for me to sit down into that ride and my legs be comfortable. And I say I'm 5'7". I'm really 5'6" and a little bit if you want to get technical. So I'm scrunched up inside of that ride. So that's one. It's fun. But if I had to pick between that ride and any of the Star Wars rides, I'm going to do the Star Wars ride. That's just me. So you can kind of take that and leave it as what you think you would like to do. Other one is Rock and Roller Roller Coaster. That one is a lot like, it's similar to Space Mountain. So you've got to think, you've got to get down into the ride. It's not got a lot of leg room, but I will tell you, if you go to the front of the ride, you have a lot more leg room. So if they can move you closer to the front, you have a little, you know, more wiggle room. But those two are the ones inside of Hollywood Studios I would watch out for.
Thank you.
As far as getting around that park, you're not really going to have issues. There's not turnstiles to go through at the ride per se. And I never had any issues with any of the Star Wars area. I was able to get into all of those rides just fine.
See, I've heard the tip, and this helped me at Disneyland. So for any of the rides that have actual seatbelts, and my goodness, the seatbelts are so long in my experience, especially on the newer rides. It's incredible. But some people make the suggestion of clipping it in and then sitting down. Is that one that you've heard or have suggestions with?
Yeah, so sometimes it's a problem. You can't, and I don't know if you guys have this issue, but I have an issue finding the buckle once I'm sitting down. So if you can clip it in and pull it out and then sit down underneath it, yes, do it that way.
Okay.
Because then you're not having to fumble around and find the actual thing that your belt goes into. I have an issue with that, just my hips, I guess, the way that they sit. It kind of covers up the opening. It's kind of like being on an airplane. Oh my gosh.
Right.
Like I would rather pull my eyeballs. So same difference. You just have to, the cool thing about there, again, the belts are long, so you're able to slide right in and it's no problem.
Yeah. It was such a great tip when I heard about that. I was like, oh yeah, you just kind of stand there and then clip it and then you can sit down and it tightens, it cinches for you. So you're safe. It's just easier to get into.
Right, definitely. And then, so like I said, the rest of Hollywood Studios is pretty, you know, any size inclusive. So you can go in, you can ask on those rides, just so you guys are aware. A lot of them, if they only have a seatbelt, you can request a seatbelt extender.
Wow.
Some of the areas have them. If they don't have them, they'll say, oh, I'm so sorry, we are out of those. But what I have found, just like you, is the seatbelts are just so long. It's not that I need an extension. It's just that I need help getting the buckle in. That's it.
Oh, good. I'm glad that we talked about that for the listeners.
Yes.
Cool. How about Epcot? That sounds like another favorite of yours. Are you were just there? Is there?
I was just there. It's funny. It used to be my least favorite park, but I think it might be my favorite now, just because of all the changes. But I went on a, you know, kind of like a trip where I decided I wasn't going to take kids and I was going to, you know, drink around the world and it was going to be great. And it was.
Okay, that sounds like so much fun. No kids.
It was.
An amusement park just for yourself with cocktails. I mean, that sounds like a blast.
It was. It was the best day. And I went for work and then ended up going to the park after I got done with my work stuff. And I was there for 12 hours and it was just, it was great. So a couple of things there, you know, they've got the new Guardians of the Galaxy Rewind. It is awesome. It's a lap bar. The lap bar is super wide. You're able to, you know, get in and the seats are kind of high. So you're able to just slide right in and it's very accommodating, or it was accommodating to me. You can ask to preview and try the seat beforehand. They take you back to an area and let you do that. So you can do that.
Great.
Which is great. And you know, it's just, you know, something to think about. The lap bar does lock. So it is one that's kind of like the other ones we've been talking about where the lap bar has to actually lock. And that's because it is a roller coaster. So you don't want to not have that lap bar lock. So that's all for Cosmic Rewind. It is amazing. It's the best ride I've ridden ever at Disney. So if you can get on it, and if it's one of those ones where you're like, I don't know if I want to ask them. It's worth it. I promise.
Okay.
You can come for me afterwards if you don't think so. So Spaceship Earth is pretty accommodating. You can ask to ride that one alone, which is great. And it is air conditioned. So that's something to think about. Mission Space, it's kind of like, it's got a shoulder bar thing and it moves close to you. So a couple of things about that one. It is a very tight fit and it's very snug when you're in there. So for me, as a plus size person or poo size is what they call it at Disney, as that size person, then I can't stand that ride because I feel claustrophobic in it. So that's one that I would probably skip if you have an issue with tight spaces or, you know, feeling like you're just going to be squished because, you know, whatever your size may be, that's probably one that I would skip.
I didn't hear either. You said what do they call it at Disney? What size?
Poo size, like Winnie the Pooh size.
Oh, poo size. Oh my gosh, that's cute.
Yeah, and you actually, the people that work there, they know that term. So if you say, is this ride, will it accommodate a poo size person? They'll have a good chuckle and then they'll tell you if it will. So it's really great to use.
I am absolutely poo size because I'm really short and have a round belly. And yeah, plus size. I think that's so cute. I know not everyone listening probably likes that term, but I will absolutely embrace the poo size. And in fact, just real quick, thinking of like embracing things, also like you were talking about how you were dressed. I got this cute dress from Torrid that had like a Minnie Mouse dress. So also just live it up. Like, this is our time. Like, you going by yourself or you going by your family. Like, yes, there are these things that we have to take into consideration because we exist in larger bodies, but that doesn't mean that we can not like revert to being children or just have a magical time by ourselves. And if you want to embrace poo size, you can, it's not cosplaying, but what do they call it when you dress, you don't wear
Disney
a costume.
Bounding.
Yes, Disney bounding. I had so much fun and wearing my little Minnie Mouse dress, and I wore leggings and tennis shoes, so I was comfortable. But it just felt so good to just have fun, and I got so many compliments. And so, just live your best life, and just know that we have to make these little adjustments, but have fun.
Yeah, it's totally worth it. I mean, it really, really is. And I love dressing up. I love getting the ears. I love getting my lounge fly bags. You know, I love it. And I think it's just my connection to my childhood, but also my connection to still feeling like I don't have to always be an adult. You know, I get to let loose and be a kid. So,
yes, I love it. Anything else at Epcot that stands out?
Nope. I think those are pretty much it. Most of the other stuff are boat rides, bench seats. So, you know, you are good with most of those things. There's not really a lot of other stuff that you'll have issues with. So, you know, I will say this, Epcot is a lot of walking when you go around the world. So be sure you take lots of water, you know, and hydrate and stuff in between, because it's not a lot of shade and it's a lot of walking when you're walking around the World Showcase.
Okay.
Especially
great.
If you're
That's
drinking
really helpful.
Too.
yeah. Stay hydrated. Stay well. Yeah. All right. Well, let's head over to our last park, the Animal Kingdom theme park.
So Animal Kingdom has a few things in it. And those you're looking at the Expedition Everest. And you're also going to want to look at Dinosaur. Those two specific rides can present issues with plus size. Riding.
Okay.
Mainly, so we can talk again about, you know, with Expedition Everest, you know, it's a tight fit. It is a roller coaster. So you have to make sure that you can actually get into everything and, you know, fly through things. So you're like, you don't want to get in and not be able to buckle stuff and the thing go over your head and then you can't ride it, right? Because it's got a lock in place. So they are, I would say there's not necessarily a weight limit or anything like that. So you're not having to worry about that aspect. But with that specific one, and I'm talking about Expedition Everest, it's different for every body type. So it's kind of like what I was talking about when I said I couldn't ride the Velocicoaster, but there were other people that could. it's totally dependent on if you sit in there correctly and it's comfortable. You're also going to have issues with leg room with that one. So that's definitely something to take into consideration. So there's that specific one. Outside of that one, you've got dinosaur. Dinosaur is going to also be a leg room thing. It's not that it's not going to accommodate people that have a belly, but it's more if you have longer legs, you're going to feel very cramped up and it's going to push your knees closer into your stomach. So just take that into consideration. Both of those, you can preview the ride before. So you can ask to go and see if you fit before you go all the way through the line. And I think for the most part, both of those are really, really long rides, right?
Okay.
So those are the big two. The last one is probably the one that is worth the wait, but it's the Avatar Flight of Passage. It is, they have a tester seat. You can ask to be led to the tester seat. It is in the middle of people, so you don't get a privacy when you're testing for that specific one. It's like a bicycle seat, so you've got to be able to straddle that seat and lean forward. And it's got like a backrest and knee bars that everything snaps around you. So this can present a lot of problems. If you have bigger like legs, like calves, those your legs have to fit into it and it has to go around your calves. So if you have thicker calves, it might not work for you. Especially if you are worried about it hurting you or being too tight or something like that, because it has to hold you into place. So there's that. And then you also have to be able to make sure that the restraints click. So you've got to make sure that the knee bars snap into place and the other restraints that's around you click. If it doesn't click, they're not going to let you ride. So you, like I said, you can ask for that specific one to go and preview it so you make sure that you fit, and then you kind of go from there if you decide you want to do it or not. It's a great ride. It's really great. It's kind of like Soarin' in Epcot. You know, you're kind of above. The only difference is you are straddling a banshee, so you can feel it breathing around you, which is really kind of cool. But that's definitely one that I would do a test seat for, to see if I could actually, you know, ride on it. A little tip for you, if that one is full and you can't get a lightning lane or something like that for it and you really do want to ride it, you can actually go get in line up to 5 minutes before the park closing and they have to accommodate you. So there's a little tip. So you can get in there. I think the park closes differently all the time with Animal Kingdom. But if the park closes at 6, you can get in line at 5:55 and they will accommodate you to ride the ride. Then you can walk through Animal Kingdom with no one there. So totally worth it. Oh,
that sounds fun.
Yes.
Yeah. But I think you like your point of like, as you're explaining everything to me, I'm like, oh, I think I'd skip that one. But no, like I should try the tester seat and because I got big calves. I should try the tester. And that's where it can be helpful to like, you know, talk to your kids in advance of like, hey, you know, mom wants to ride these rides, but sometimes they're a bit snug and safety is so important. So I'm going to test this out and lead by that good example. Or if you're there with friends, be like, all right, y'all, cheer me on because people are going to be looking and this might feel a little awkward, but like, you know, don't make me feel even more awkward. So I guess not cheer me on, but like, you know, be some moral support through this situation because it can be intimidating to do a tester seat, but like you said, it's so worth it because if you were to just pass it, but yet you did fit, then you missed out on that great opportunity. And if you actually don't fit, then you saved yourself an hour plus in line.
Right. And then the only other thing that I would add, and this is to any park, guys. So some rides have seatbelts and you can always ask for a seatbelt extender. Not all of them have them, but a lot of them do. One that I know that doesn't have them anymore is the Cali River Rapids. They don't give you that one. They don't give you one for that one anymore, but a lot of them still will give you that. Okay. And then lap bars, if anything has a lap bar, that thing that you can do is ask to not sit with someone who is small because that lap bar is not going to go down enough for the person next to you. So like if I'm riding something that's a lap bar, I don't ride in the same seat as my two very tiny girls. They ride together. I ride by myself. So that's something to take into consideration as far as accommodation.
That's so great.
Yeah, yeah. Like, have the best time. It's totally, you know, once in a lifetime getting to go. And some people, that they only go one time. So enjoy it and get the most out of it. And to your point, Jen, one of the things that I do is I talk to my kids beforehand and I let them know, hey, there's going to be rides I can't ride and there's going to be rides that I can. And they used to get really upset if I would get up there and they would tell me I couldn't ride. My kids would be like, well, I'm not riding. And I'm like, that's not fair to you. It's my, you know, this is my body. I'm happy in my body. I'm happy with the way that I look. So I'm okay not riding, but it's okay that you ride. I want to see you be full of joy and happy and excited. Ride without me is okay, you know?
I love that conversation to have in advance and be like, yeah, go have fun. I would feel the same way. Totally. Yeah. There's just certain rides that we're not going to fit in. And babe, but there's certain rides that our kids might be too short for too. Right. So like we're all going to have, or people with different disabilities might not be able to ride. We all have different things, but there's at least so many options available to us at Disney World. And this has been so much fun, Jess. I appreciate everything that you've shared, all your insider tips, and I want to go with you and your family sometimes. It sounds like a blast.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm excited. I'm going to go back this year because I can't, like I said, I can't wait to try Tron, and hopefully everything goes well and I'm able to ride it. I'm really looking forward to that. So, but I hope you get to go. I hear that it's a different experience than Disneyland, but you know, to your point, I really want to go to Disneyland to try it. So,
yeah,
I'm excited for the future and seeing where Disney goes. You know, if they keep doing cool things that's size inclusive, it just makes me love them more. So,
absolutely. Well, and I can virtually hang out with you over on TikTok and YouTube, where you're doing some great tutorials and so much fun Disney content. So tell everyone where we can connect with you.
Oh, yeah. So if you want to follow my TikTok, which I have lots of Disney content, it's my name is Magically Chaotic Jess. There's underscores between magically and chaotic and Jess. And same exact username for my YouTube. So go check me out there. Eventually, I'm going to be posting a link tree so you guys can follow my other stuff, my Instagram and Facebook on my TikTok. So you'll be able to see it in my bio.
Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hang out with you online. And then one of these days, I need to get my big booty, my poo booty, over to, or I guess that sounds kind of weird, my Winnie the Pooh body over to Disney World and have a magically fun time. And I'm so excited. So thank you again for all the wisdom you've shared. And I hope this encourages everyone to pursue a magical time at Disney World. So thank you again, Jess. And until next time, take care, friends. Bye.
Bye.